spiritual life, a quickening of the powers of mind and heart, a resurrection from spiritual death. Reformation signifies a reorganization, a change of ideas, a change in ideas and theories, habits and practices. Reformation will not bring forth the good fruit of righteousness unless it is connected with the revival of the Spirit. Revival and reformation are to do their appointed work, and in doing this, they must blend. Brothers and sisters, the first 10 verses of Judges chapter 6 is illustrating the end of the world. And it starts with the phrase that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the closing of verse 10 says, "But ye have not obeyed my voice." This illustration is illustrating God's people in disobedience, suffering under the oppression of three tribes that represent modern Babylon at the end of the world. And in referring to this situation at the end of the world more specifically, Sister White points us to Revelation chapter 3. This is the Laodicean condition. The story of Gideon is describing Israel back in that time as representing God's people at the end of the world in a Laodicean condition, on the verge of the day of the Lord, the final battle, the final division of the world into two classes. This is the setting for our study. And if you have never looked at what is illustrated in the rest of the story of Gideon, I'm going to bring this to a close here by giving you an overview with no defense of what I am going to establish in further studies and defend. I'm just going to try to encourage you to study this beforehand and be prepared to follow it through as we present the defense of it. But in verse 11 of Judges chapter 6, we finally see Gideon come into the story, and he's threshing wheat. And Gideon, his name means thresher, feller. He is in the midst of the harvest. We'll show you that the harvest is at the end of the world. Here, Gideon is representing God's people at the end of the world, and his name is identifying the work he's going to do, and we're going to show you that the heathen in the day of the Lord are going to be threshed. And God is clear that his people that stand for him under the latter rain, the 144,000, are the tools in his hands that are his threshing instrument. Gideon is representing these people.